Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.
Welcome into KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. Joining me on the KRDO Newsline is Tim Bergston with the Super Half Marathon and Game Day 5K. And Tim, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO News Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. It really means a lot.
And let's talk a little bit about what the Super Half Marathon and Game Day 5K is all about.
You bet. Well, what we've got is a half marathon and a 5K running races that begin at 10 a.m. and 10:15, 10 a.m. for the half marathon, 10:15 for the 5K, on February 13th in right downtown Colorado Springs.
And what is the course going to look like?
You bet. Well, the course is going to start right on Colorado Avenue, very close to the intersection with Tejon. The course will run west on Colorado and then behind the Antlers Plaza. And then we're going to go north on Sierra Madre a little ways and get on the Pikes Peak Greenway Trail. And the majority of the running occurs on the Pikes Peak Greenway Trail, going north and then turning around and coming back. For runners, it's great because it's probably the flattest course in Colorado Springs. It's kind of hard to find a flat place to run around here. But, you know, it's early in the season and it still is winter time and, you know, very likely to be a little bit cool, although we've always had, you know, decent weather for the race, except for a couple of years. I think the runners really like it because they can get on a flat course and just run and have fun. And that's really what we're all about. This is a fun race in our 10th year. And we've had some great success and we're looking forward to coming back after missing 2021's race because of the COVID issue.
Absolutely. And of course, this race also supports some fantastic organizations that really support the running and racing community throughout the region.
Yes. First, it supports Pikes Peak Roadrunners, and that's their old running club in Colorado Springs. Been here about 45 years. They do a great job and provide services that are so important to runners, whether you're a beginner or, you know, an elite runner. And the Roadrunners also help other running organizations to manage their races and to be successful. And so that's a big deal. And that's years ago, myself and my former business partner started a website called PikesPeakSports.us. And it kind of evolved and became really a running website. And so that's the other part of the equation here. We were sitting around having a cup of coffee and talking about our business plans. And we thought, well, we need a race. And we looked at the calendar and, oh my gosh, there's races every weekend. Right. And we didn't know if we were going to find a good date, to have a new race. And so, you know, we kind of took a look and it was like, well, hey, you know, there's nothing on Super Bowl Sunday. The first thought was, well, you know, Super Bowl, people are like, and then the second thought was, wait a minute, this will really work because the runners can go run in the morning, finish up, burn their calories, get their workout in, and then go home and drink beer and eat bean dip and watch the game and have a blast, right?
Absolutely.
and so, you know, that formula worked. Our first year, I believe it was 2012. Our very first year, I thought we were going to have 400 runners, and we ended up having 800 plus, and it has just grown from there. That's when I started calling, the race, the kind of nickname was, you know, the Colorado Springs is Super Sunday Tradition, where we, you know, you get out of the house and go get some exercise, before the Super Bowl party. So it's been it's been fantastic, and we've built it up to like 1,500 runners, and we're now on pace to have that many or more again this year. I think people are really excited to come back from COVID, you know, it's all really, really, really looking good. And you know, this is the race that this is runners supporting the runner community. When you run in this race, you're really supporting yourself and your options and racing in Colorado Springs.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned too, it's on a fantastic course, so it could be a great opportunity if somebody's maybe had a New Year's resolution to be a little bit more active, to really test their waters, get in there, kind of a 5K, see what it's like on a relatively flat course here in Colorado Springs, because as you mentioned, we don't have that many of them around.
That's right. This is absolutely the place for beginning runners to come out and test their legs in a 5K. And lots of people just come out and, you know, it's not a good idea to walk the half marathon because it'll take a long time. But the 5K, you know, if you're jogging, walking a little bit, that's fine. That's the way you get started. That's the way to do it. And that's the way, you know, I mean, I still go out and, you know, I've been running a long time and I still walk a lot.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so it's a really fun time. The atmosphere is fun. You know, right now I'm talking to one of the schools in town about having their pep band come out. We've always had, you know, that I've always tried to create this football spirit around the race, you know, the fun and the goofiness of football. And also just the excitement. So, you know, we bring in the pep band, and our awards for our top runners are all, you know, have a football theme to them. And it's a process to put on, man, but it's really fun on race day.
Absolutely. And Tim, as you mentioned, that there's still time to register. How do you go about registering? What does it look like to sign up and make sure you can take part of the event?
You bet. All the registration is done online. Okay. And, let me restate that. The registration online is open, and it will remain open all the way until the day before the race. And then it's also possible, to register in person at our early packet pickup. So you can come in, on our early packet pickup. That's 2:00 at the Plaza of the Rockies on February 12th. And then you can also register in person on race day morning at the Plaza of the Rockies beginning at 8:30 a.m. Now, between now and then, you can register online at runsignup.com. Runsignup.com. And that's really the easy way to get it done, and it helps us a lot when people sign up online.
Absolutely. And again, the race starts from downtown. It is going to go primarily on the Pikes Peak Greenway Trail, which is a fantastic outdoor, easier, flatter course compared to most in Colorado Springs. And it's really going, again, to support two great causes and really to support the running community itself. And also, you can burn off those calories to really enjoy that Super Bowl party later in the afternoon.
You're ready to go, man. I'm going to look for your sign up right now.
Absolutely.
You got it down. That's the plan. And like I said, this is our 10th year. And it is just really, the race has grown and it's become, a staple in the early season racing in Colorado Springs, and really one of the biggest races in Colorado Springs.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's attracting hundreds of people really interested. We know it's going to come back in bigger and better form this year after the COVID-19 pandemic created a delay last year. Tim Bergston with the Super Half Marathon and Game Day 5K. Thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO News Radio, letting us know what's going on, and we really appreciate the time.
Oh, man, thank you so much. February 13th is race day, 10 a.m. Super Half Marathon Game Day 5K. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you so much. And again, you can sign up right now by heading over to the website runsignup.com. Tim, thank you so much again for your time.
Hey, you take care.